Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Midweek baseball, because we finish up the conference stuff, correct? Then you have the conference tournament. No more midweek fun games that I get to view on, let's say, a Tuesday. I was just thinking about that seconds into the music there. By the way, Pat, it sounded like the music was a little sluggish. Did the music not get its coffee this morning or something? It sounded like it was dragging a little bit. Maybe give it a little caffeine or something. Inject it with something. Give it a jab. Give it a caffeine jab. That's the jabs we're into here on the show. Here's the guesting for Tuesday. We have Charles Arbuckle out of break number one. Buck will be with us every Tuesday in that slot. We talk a lot of ball with him. Always a pleasure. Top of hour two, Gator Dave. Down in Duval County, down in Jacksonville. You can get on I-10 there, where he is. You can get on I-10 and go all the way to San Diego. Now, I don't know if you want to do that or not. That seems like a lot of work just to do it, but you can do it. And when Brad is with us Fridays, starts his stadium tour, which he has been doing the last few summers. He said he's going to get on I-10 out west, come back east a little bit, and then work his way up to the 615. Now, why would he come up to the 615? What do you think he's going to see when he gets here? We don't have a college stadium here you want to see. I don't know. Maybe just Broadway, go to the Omni, get you a steak over at Bob's. I can see that. I can totally see that. But you don't want to tour the facilities here. There are no facilities here. We don't believe in that kind of thing here. In the 615. How did I get into that? I don't know. Gator Day. Top of hour two and later Griff. Oh, Griff will tell you about the facilities. He's not afraid. Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation will join us later in that third hour. 615-844-5600. By the way, I took about a minute of my time yesterday and signed up for Facebook. I think everything else has been wiped out because I got hacked. I think it's been wiped out. I think so. So, you can find me on there. It's under the name Billy King. And I don't think I have any. I lost thousands of whatever I had in there. But if you can find me, I didn't sign up. It's even got my birthday wrong. It's got my birthday in May. I don't know how that happened. Maybe it's good, it's wrong. I don't really care. I have never understood the Facebook happy birthday thing. I have never understood. What good does it do you to line up with a bunch of people and say, hey, happy birthday, happy birthday? What that takes nothing. That means nothing. It does nothing. I've never understood that. It's the wimpiest thing of all the horrible things about Facebook. That's the wimpiest. I've never understood that. Apparently that's a thing, and it's been a thing forever. I've never latched on to that little silly feature. Have I participated a couple of times? Yeah, shamefully I probably have, but I regret that, okay? I deeply regret it. What's going on out there? What's happening right now? We are sitting here in the lovely May non-playing portion of the season. There are only two seasons. There's a playing portion and a non-playing portion. And when it comes to the oblong spheroid, we're in the non-playing portion of the season. There is no off-season. Off-season applies you're off. You're not off. You're recruiting your butt off unless you're Dan Mullen. And then you're not recruiting your butt off. Or Notre Dame fans would say when he was at Notre Dame, unless you're Brian Kelly, maybe you're not recruiting your butt off. But you're recruiting your butt off. You're worrying about players considering transferring. Even though we're in the non-freebie portion of the season, remember we have a three-month run here from May to August 1 where you cannot jump into the portal. You can't do it. As far as the freebie is concerned, you can't do it. Then, come August, you can jump back in. They're talking about changing those rules, but the talk has been very cheap. All the talk surrounding all of this has been very cheap. But back to where I was going. We're in the non-plague portion. I love May. And we'll get through May pretty fast. Yeah, it'll go fast. For those of you who just have to count down to get to the season, that'll come to you fast, too. You don't think it will. I remember being in college, gathering all the magazines, getting Athlon and Lindy's and Street and Smith and whatever else is out there. I would buy anything. It could be on the magazine rack at a store, and the front cover could be a stick man of a football player. I'd buy it. I'd buy it, and I would take it, and I would try and leaf through it and read every bit of it. I could not wait. That's what I would wait for. If you want to know about counting down, when I was a mere amateur and I did that kind of thing, and I didn't really count down, but what I could not wait for is the magazines to get on the rack. You got to remember, in the 80s, we did not have online material. We didn't have social media. We didn't have all this stuff at our disposal 24 hours a day like we do now. So the printed copy, a magazine, was something that I literally, sadly, if you want to put it that way, dreamed about, man. I could not wait to get to it. Just couldn't. And I would grab them, and I would go home, and I would not stop until I had absorbed every ounce and every bit of all of them. I wasn't even thinking about doing this. I was taking chemistry classes. It's just I was such a fan. I was such a big college football absorber. I couldn't get over it. Now it's not the case. I don't even buy any of the magazines. I don't. It's not even a thing. And they're still out there. But I don't think about them. I mean, you don't need them. There's no need for you to go grab some printed copy of something. It's everywhere. The information is pouring out of the pores of your skin. It's so prevalent out there. Johnny Vegas, yes, Bill. This is the last week of midweek college baseball, unfortunately. I didn't want to hear that, even though I knew it was the truth. Love me some Tuesday baseball. Allen in Tampa. Bill, do you think Gator Dave's going to be on that Green Acres phone? You ever... Either you go back to remembering Green Acres on TV, or you've seen the replays on one of those channels that I don't watch. And you see the little phone where they grab it. I can't even describe. What would you call that phone? So you're saying that's what apparently Gator Dave is using. Now, the last time or so, it sounded better. It wasn't as clean as I would like it. True. But it did sound better. Yeah, it did sound better. He'll be coming up. We'll talk some Gators. You know what's fun? I love watching fan bases, like the Florida fan base. It could be any. LSU's coach is the new guy. He's not new, but he's the new guy. Brian Kelly. Marcus Freeman. Brent Venables, Lincoln Riley, we can go on and on and on, right? About the new guy. But it's fun to watch the fan bases because the fan bases, all the fan bases think their new guy is going to win big for them. They all think this. And you know that that's just not the case. Not everybody gets to win. Not everybody gets to hire and then have it work beyond your wildest imagination. Matter of fact, it works the other way more than the fantasy way. It works negatively more than positively. The hire doesn't work more often than it works. We can do this all you want. I mean, from Bear Bryant to Nick Saban. You want to revisit that? How about from Urban Meyer to, well, Billy Napier? What? I know they've won some divisions in there, but has any of that worked to your liking, ultimately? How many we need to go? That's Florida. One of the gold mines that you can possibly hire to. Think about that. And all these new hires everywhere. And we get this, maybe not to this level, but every year. Southern Cal, new guy. Oklahoma, new guy. Notre Dame, he was on the staff, but new guy. LSU, new guy. Florida, new guy. Miami, new guy. All those will not win together, y'all. I can 100% promise you, all those don't win together. We don't look back in 3 years and say, home run higher, home run higher, home run higher, all of them. No, that is not the way it works. More of those will not work than will work when you get to the last page of the book. That's the reality of this. Coming up, Charles Arbuckle. Always a pleasure to get with him. Buck, in a couple of minutes after the break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still trying to clean up this stalled vehicle. It's been up against the wall for a couple of hours now. And now here, rush hour traffic starting to increase in this area. 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. That's coming in from all that traffic coming in from the Rutherford County area, trying to get up through here. Again, it's a little bit slow. The police are up against the wall. 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. Traffic out of Mount Juliet, Wilson County traffic starting to move around quite a bit as well. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Line, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Every Tuesday joins us, and Buck, as a player, and this is May, so everybody's throwing out their predictions and everything. When you were a player, did players pay attention to predictions, magazines that would come out, or later online predictions?
I mean, you know, Bill, I think all indications when you would see our thing would be more so when you saw what the Pac-10 media or those folks were voting right before the season. You know, we had magazines that were out and there were articles that were written, but it was more so when that happened because we were just working out, getting ready for the season for the most part. It wasn't as much coverage as it is now, clearly, but I do think whenever you kind of saw that, and if they had you listed as 6 out of the 10 teams in the Pac-10, you were like, okay, we got to show these guys something. But I don't think we paid a whole lot of attention to it because there wasn't as much coverage as it is now. I mean, you got to think about all the different outlets and everything that covers college football that has grown exponentially, probably because we were doing a pretty good job of either showing people that we were better than what they thought or vice versa, and just the money that's now involved in it. So I think it was a little bit different. You wanted to, I guess, avenge maybe whichever loss you had the year before, or if you felt like you weren't being taken seriously, How could you play well early in the season, because we had those early season games. And I know losing to Nebraska my sophomore year gave us a certain fire, because we had struggled with Big Eight schools, which were the top dogs. Whether it was Oklahoma my freshman year, and then sophomore year, we went to Nebraska and Lincoln and played actually pretty well, but still got beat. And I think we took it upon ourselves, knowing what we had to do that next year, and that's probably what kind of got us over the hump. So you kind of, those were the things that we thought of more so than what was really being written, what actually we could do on the field and how we could make a difference there.
Charles Arbuckle with us. I would think one thing you would note, and everybody has their enemy, you would probably note who was picked higher, Southern Cal or UCLA.
Yeah, I mean, that was a given. I don't think we had to even worry too much about that one. And what's funny, I think with most of those rivalries, you know, we knew those guys. I mean, being in the same town, like 13 miles apart, a lot of those guys went to high school together, played against each other, or played on the same teams in high school. And then once we start, you know, UCLA was recruiting Texas pretty heavily. USC did the same thing. So there were guys that I knew from home that were over there just like they did on our side. So, yeah, you definitely wanted to have an advantage over your rival, for sure, for sure.
I brought this up, I think yesterday, maybe Friday, but I think yesterday. Back to the NIL topic, which will be a topic, I guess, but forever with the shows and everything. But isn't it ironic that one of the mainstays of NIL was supposed to be the schools cannot be involved? They cannot be recruiting to it, making promises, things of that nature. They're totally, supposedly, we know this isn't the case, supposed to be disconnected, and the collective will do all of that as far as raising the money. You can recruit them, obviously, like you always have, but it can't involve any discussion of what you're going to get, which is laughable. But that being the rule, Buck, maybe that was the mistake of many. Maybe the schools need to be involved in this, because if you've got a collective handling all of this, you've got problems on your hands.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also, too, I think they've been working on something, and I just, you know, I've been doing more research on the NIL, and there were some guardrails that they were trying to provide starting in 2020. There have been things that they've been trying to do to kind of pull this in order and not allow certain things. And to your point, the collective was supposed to be the arm-length organization that stayed away. The coaches would know, the schools would know, in theory. If your listeners right now said, well, did he actually say that? Yeah, I said it, because in theory, that was what it was supposed to be. Well, we've had this theory kind of process for a number of years, right? And I really think if you go back and you look at the history, the NCAA should have been moving fast and really understanding, I think, in 2014 when the Ed O'Bannon case really became the impetus for NIL as we know it today. I don't think they ever really thought that this would go and continue to grow like it did. And that was years ago. They've had a lot of time and opportunity to maybe look at it and try to build some of those guardrails. But you can't now go back and say, okay, we have this collective, which is basically we're gonna guarantee that as the kids come in, we're going to be the holding house or the clearing house for the NIL that will be taking place at the school. Well, if you do that, Bill, you always are going to have folks that just aren't going to follow the rules. There's not going to be a way that you can quantify who's with the school and who's not. And so as you read through this information, it was set to fail by the NCAA before it even really started, before they even really started putting guardrails supposedly around it. And this is a 31-page paper. If you look at it, it's like there's no way they're going to be able to do that. So each thing that you read is because it was a reactive response to something that you had to be proactive to, and it should have been proactive 2 years ago. As you were building those TV deals, as you were doing all those things, you had to make sure that there was things in place to say our main entity, the thing that makes us great. The schools are great, right? Yeah, the colleges, we love them, but it's the players that are on the field that are really providing you with this, what are you going to do there, and how are you going to make sure that they don't then turn around and say, look, where is it for me? And I think that's what you're seeing a lot of, and I think there's so much that has gone on. I don't know how they're going to kind of turn that around or change course for something that has been moving so fast and furious for so many years.
Josh Arbuckle, Tuesdays, joins us. Georgia Dog says, ask Buck, Georgia had a lot of people picked on defense that won't be there next year on the best defense in America, but they also were able to liberally substitute. So a lot of players got a lot of playing time who will be back. Maybe they didn't start, but they got some reps, some good quality reps. He wants to know, the people out there thinking the defense is going to take a big step backwards, do you think that's the case, considering the talent they have and, again, some of the substitutions they were able to get in last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the big thing for Georgia, having an opportunity to make sure that they have really good players coming back, right? And, you know, I think there's some guys that will really play. The first thing that comes to mind, though, is not so much the guys that are coming back, it's the coaching staff, right? I mean, you lose a Dan Lanning, who I know, as good as Kirby is and all the things that he can do, you know, that to me, one thing that concerns me is when you lose folks like that. I'll say this, Jalen Carter, who I don't think ever got enough credit on that defense, was one of those guys that just, you know, was a phenomenal player, and I think he is really going to make a difference. You know, Ringo, got a name that always showed up and making plays. Chris Smith, Nolan Smith, you know, they've got some guys that can still play on that defense. So I'm not too much worried about the players. It's just more so, are they, you know, sometimes when you lose your voice or you lose some of your coaches, that to me worries me a little bit more than just the players themselves, because I don't think, talent-wise, I don't know if there's anybody that's recruited as good as Georgia over the last few years and gotten a number of 5 stars. They've developed their 3-star players, and it's showing now by them winning. But what is that going to do, and how is that going to affect them? From the standpoint of, and all those coaches, you know, when you talk to them before we did the game with Charleston Southern, they have a lot of good coaches on that staff. So I'm not worried that they're going to not play well. I mean, I think Kirby has figured out from Nick's perspective, okay, I have people coming in and I have people leaving. How do I make sure I don't lose what I need to there? And that's going to be interesting to see with this Georgia defense this year.
I don't know if you've got a chance to meet Marcus Freeman, but he's got the number one ranked, at least at the moment. It's May. We're not at the finish line. Number one ranked class in recruiting and the class of 23. People say that you can't recruit to Notre Dame like that anymore, and he's not listening apparently to that.
Yeah, Bill, you know, I've been on a few Zoom calls with them. There's some things that happened in the offseason where I've had a chance to, you know, listen in on some conversations with Marcus Freeman. I haven't met him personally yet. I'm looking forward to it. But I do think the one thing that he's thinking, and what I like about him in every conversation, is he's saying, look, we're going to make sure we have the right footprint of guys that we recruit or we identify. And we're going to be very strategic in how we go about it and make sure they understand that what you can get with a Notre Dame degree, what it means, what the alumni group. Because, you know, it's interesting. I hear a lot about the NIL, and I think that's great. I think the money that you're going to make in college, I wish I had the opportunity, but I'm not jealous or upset that it didn't happen in my era. But what I do know is that's what's still true is that that's for a small percentage of guys. It's still going to be that large percentage that need to have life after football, that are going to be like me, a 5-year NFL veteran, thought I was going to play 10, you know, not happy when that happened that I didn't play longer, but glad that I had my degree and been able to do some things because of that in both corporate America and then broadcasting. So I think the thing that he's selling, he's going to get the right guys. And if you can play, Notre Dame has had that whole thing of, well, you know, they can't compete against the big boys. I don't know. If you can get the right kind of players, Cincinnati showed you, and he was with Luke Fickell at Cincinnati. He's been at Ohio State. He understands how to recruit the Midwest and get some of those guys in the Midwest and other places, getting back to California and Texas, making sure that they're getting some of the best kids that Notre Dame had back in the day, right? They would go and just pick guys out of wherever they were, pull them in, whether it was an Aaron Taylor, whether it was Jerome Bettis, whether it was, you know, Tim Brown out of Texas. You know, they could really do that. And I think that's what he's – what I hear him talking about is really one of those good things. And I would have to say the one school that I keep kind of thinking could impact them could be Michigan. I don't know if it's going to affect Ohio State as much, but Michigan could be the school that loses some. Because think of what Michigan's had. They've had a really – Jim has been able to recruit really, really well, but they hadn't been able to beat Ohio State until last year. I'm wondering now, when you get a guy like Marcus Freeman coming to your house and schools that are very similar academically speaking, even though one's a state school, one's a private school, you know, I get a sense that if he can keep recruiting well like he is, they're going to develop the talent. I don't have any doubt about that, and I think they become younger in the sense of how they're going to do it. He's a relatively young guy, and Tommy Reese is a relatively young guy. And I know Bill Reese's son very well. I've known him since he was a baby. Great offensive mind, and I think they've set this thing up to be, you know, have a guy that runs the team, knows the defense, and then has his offensive guy that can make things happen. So it'll be interesting to watch Notre Dame. I'm not saying they're going to win a national championship next year, but I like what they're doing, and I like how they're being more aggressive with what they're doing on the recruiting trail, but also how they're just branding themselves as something different. And we'll see if that translates to more victories for them.
Charles Arbuckle with us. Buck, have a fantastic week, sir.
Hey, man, you guys do the same. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Charles Arbuckle. Marty, Bill, listening to Buck at the Port of Jacksonville down in Florida. Appreciate that, Marty. Appreciate you checking in this morning. Gator Dave on his Green Acres phone, according to Allen in Tampa, coming up top of hour two. I'd like to have one of those phones. Would that even work? Could you even use that now? I'd like to just have one, just to just say, hey, guys, look at my phone. This is what I use. You got your iPhone 28 or whatever the latest version is. I've got the Green Acres phone. Works just fine for me. I like that. I like that. I like that description as well. Got to get the break here. Market up big right now. Market up happily right now. If you have some Luna... Can't even believe I'm even mentioning this. Let me pull it up. Luna is 000185 right now. If you've got your hands on some of that. It was 110 bucks? Just not long ago at all. Now it's 0001. .0001. You realize there's some people out there had a lot of money in this kind of stuff and just got absolutely drained. Now, I'm not happy about that. That's sad. But that's real. It's real, too. All right, coming back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We watched traffic increase quite a bit in the Wilson County area through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 headed towards Nashville. We've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last hour or so. We've seen more radar, actually, in the last 45 minutes than we've seen wrecks all morning long. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Summer is here, so let's kickstart it together at Lowe's. Shop our Memorial Day savings, where you'll find everything you need under the sun. Protect your soil with a bag of our premium color mulch at a new low price of $2.98. Keep your yard in summer shape and save $20 with your choice of Craftsman blower or trimmer. Was $119, now just $99. The savings are heating up this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 519 through 525. While supplies last, selection varies by location, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Michael Jordan is a winner in NASCAR racing by way of his driver, Kurt Busch, and the number 45 car winning at Kansas this past weekend. Up next is all-star action from Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kurt does.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Up in Chicago, Bill. Florida State and Florida tonight in the rubber match. I did not realize that. That will be on. It's the SEC Network, he says. That will be on the TV. Not a chance I skip over that. Tony Vols plays Belmont, which is located in the 615. Dave Jarvis is the coach there and a guy that we've known for many years. He's done a good job there. Tony Vols gets one of my boys tonight. Last midweek kind of action before you get to the tournament. I'm just wondering, what's Tony Vols' angle for the tournament? He doesn't need it. He's the one seed, but you just want to go out there and chill a little bit, you know, get some hacks. Mississippi State went 0-2 last year in the SEC tournament. They were 2-out, won the national championship. Played Vanderbilt. Got all the way to the last game. Also, I was watching. Yeah, it was the Arkansas broadcast because the Vandy boys in Arkansas was in Vietnam. They were talking about a couple of years ago when Arkansas got to the World Series final series, the championship portion of it, they lost like five road series that year and got all the way to the championship. It's hard, man. You don't know. By the time you get to Omaha, man, no telling. Jim and Jupiter Bill, they ruined it, though, the Florida-Florida State Series, by spacing it out and not playing three straight games. Yeah, even though I am happy they're playing tonight. Yeah, I'm happy about that part. Let me get a call. David in College Station TX. Welcome in.
Bill, how you doing today?
We're good, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Bill, it wasn't all that long ago that with about 2 or 3 weeks left in the SEC season, you'd be looking at the schedule and the standings, and Tennessee would be at the bottom or on the outside looking in, wondering if there was some way they could get it, just enough wins to get that last spot in the SEC tournament. Things are a little bit different now.
I need to go back and look. Maybe somebody in our research department, over the last, like, let's say 10 years, and Tony Vols is at, what, in year five? I wonder how many times over the last 10 years prior to Tony Vols, or maybe even early Tony Vols, that they missed the tournament. Meaning, all you have to do is be in the top 12 of 14 teams, right? You got to just be, you could be number 12 and be in, and that was a problem on Rocky Top.
Yeah, I think it was probably, if I don't know, but it was probably half and half.
Probably.
But it was but they, if they made it in, they were sweating it down to the very final game.
Correct. I remember.
And one other thing I get a chuckle out of is the Cosby Cattleman. You know, he wasn't all that sold on Tony Vols now, and now I think he's his biggest fan. He ought to hire him as his agent.
It depends on what the topic is. If it's paying him all the money he should get, then he's against him because it's non-revenue is the way he looks at it. If it's just about winning and beating enemies, that's fine. It depends on what subject you're on with him concerning Tony Vols. Remember, he liked Tony Vols a year ago. But if it came down to paying him all that money to keep him and then putting a bunch of money into facilities in a sport, by the way, they put a lot of people in there, but still a sport that doesn't create revenue per se, he's for just letting them ship them off.
Yeah. Well, Tennessee fans like me can't be picky right now. If they're winning in something, I don't care if it's tiddlywinks.
I understand. Oh,
one more thing. Did your wife make it back from Houston okay?
Oh, yeah. Loved it. Had a fantastic trip.
Well, she got down here just as the first really hot spell started. It is like the middle of July down here now, Bill.
She grew up in it.
We're supposed to get some relief this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I hear you, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Have a good one, Bill.
Kevin in Dublin, Georgia. How do you feel, Bill, about all these college baseball teams canceling their midweek games so it will not affect their RPI? He says, I don't like it. Ole Miss has just canceled their game. They did it, what, yesterday with Arkansas State? Yeah, A&M does it. It's a thing, man. I don't like it either. And I think they'll probably discuss this. It may even come up at the SEC meetings in Destin. Yeah, they always have the spring meetings around Memorial Day and a few days after that week down at the Hilton, the Sandestin Hilton. And I don't know what that will be on the priority list, but that will be a discussion that's had. People are skipping out of these games, I guess, to save pitching, but also preserve RPI. What if you get upset or something? That's true. That is happening. I don't like it either. But if you can do it, and they let you do it, then I can see that point too. Tony Vols, I don't know that Tony Vols would ever do that. Tony Vols is going to go out there and take his hacks, man. You can put it on a tee. He doesn't care. I don't think Corbin would do it either. Corbs would not do this. Don't think. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We watch traffic increase quite a bit in the Wilson County area through Mount Juliet right now on I-40 headed towards Nashville. We've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last hour or so. We've seen more radar, actually, in the last 45 minutes than we've seen wrecks all morning long. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The season finale for the Nashville Predators tonight on the road against the Arizona Coyotes. Nashville -290 on the money line. Arizona +240. The over-under at 6.5. The Braves -140 on the money line tonight against the Rangers at +130. The over-under at 9. Ian Anderson getting the start for Atlanta against Garrett Richards for Texas. Western Conference first round series game 6 tonight between the Grizzlies and Timberwolves. Memphis a 1-point favorite. The over-under set at 229. NFL draft underway. The Buffalo Bills, the pre-draft favorite to win the Super Bowl, +650 odds ahead of the Bucks at +700 and the Chiefs, Rams, and Packers at +1,000. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
A little late, hour 3, Tuesday edition, 615-844-5600. Johnny Vegas on the Emerald Coast. Make them play the games, Bill. If you put the team on the schedule, you should have to play the game. What the bleep are we teaching today's youth? Well, we've already. pointed today's youth in the wrong direction. This is just number 1,000, I guess, on that list. Sam Dog down in Georgia. Canceling midweek games reminds me of War Damn Chicken canceling against Florida State after they got rid of Terry Bowden. Didn't want Bobby to beat them like a rented mule. Now I guess we've got the Rona that we can use to cancel games too. I've been begging Notre Dame to cancel their opener at the Shoe. That'd be funny. Yeah, cancel the game. Don't go. Go 11-0 after that. And then somehow the committee lets them in. That would be so funny. Oh. Can we just fast forward to that show? Here's what I'd like to be able to do. With some new futuristic equipment or what have you. Not really skip over between now and then. Just skip to that show, and then we can come back to the real time here. I just want to skip to that show. Let's do that show, and then we can come back and backfill everything that we skipped over from May, what's today, 17th forward. Yeah, can we skip to that show? Hey, folks, just starting this show today, Notre Dame 11-0, didn't even play the Ohio State game in the college football playoffs. 615-844-5600. Just take that show from the beginning, man. I may just take a nap during that show. Just let you folks come on here and scream. I would, oh, that would be good. That's the radio I'm searching for. That's the show. I begged Notre Dame not to play Georgia. Remember when it was time to go to Athens? Georgia went to South Bend first. And actually had more people in there than Notre Dame, which was shameful for Notre Dame. And then you had the return trip to Athens, and I was saying, okay, this one, the return trip could get ugly. I'm begging you, don't take the trip. Yeah, don't go there, man. Don't do it. It's going to get really ugly. Actually, it was a decent game. Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Wasn't the route that I thought it might be. Both games were close. Remember, Notre Dame had the ball at home to drive and win the game, and then you had Tommy Reese sacked, and the game was over. But both games were tighter than I thought they would be. Now, if that would have been a playoff scenario, Notre Dame has told us those games, at least they've shown us, those games probably wouldn't be as close. That goes to show you, there is definitely a difference in a regular season game and a do-or-die game. No Kev says, Bill, I noticed this weekend while I was looking at College World Series tickets that TD Ameritrade is now Charles Schwab Stadium. I did not know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. So it's no longer TD Ameritrade. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, you hitting the pappies a little early today? Notre Dame canceling? Oh, I don't know, Tom. I'm just trying to do my part. If I can get them to 11-0, I don't even know that they're going 11-0 if they don't play that game. Which there's a 100% chance they are playing the game. I'm just trying to beg them not to play it. Coach Marshall said, most of the Vandy boys' midweek games are against surrounding teams in Middle Tennessee and Louisville each year. Corbin plays and helps out the area teams. He does. Yeah, Tim Corbin would not cancel a midweek game based on RPI. You may say, well, Billy doesn't have to. True. He's not worried about it, right? But I don't think that Tim Corbin wants to play, man. Tim Corbin's not looking to get out of a game. If you said the 27 Yankees are coming into town in their prime and they're coming to take on the Vandy boys, Tim Corbin would say, let's go. Let's try this. Might not be pretty, but let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. It'll be interesting. Just note, and Notre Dame's been ranked number one in recruiting here on and off in the class of 23 for several weeks. And they just got an offensive lineman from the Charlotte area committed. Four-star. That's got them in the one slot. Again, but the others they have. Then they got a class of, didn't they get a class of 24th? Yeah, defensive lineman. Yeah, out of I believe, New Jersey. So a kid that's finishing up his sophomore year right now. Anyways, let's see once we get into the season how they're able to hold that number. Maybe they can. We'll see. All right, Gator Dave's coming up top of hour two, and his Green Acres. I don't even know, rotary type phone, whatever that thing is. Omni Nashville Hotel.